It is a difficult offense to learn, but coming during OTAs and minicamp, you know, it really did help me out a lot. And then coming back now, you know, I'm just building on everything that I did learn. So I mean, I am learning it quicker than I actually expected to learn it, but it's everything is a learning process.
Have you been able to get in extra time with, say, one of the quarterbacks, or are you sticking with the receivers? How have you been expediting your learning process?
My learning process, you know, I ask the coaches, you know, when I'm in practice. Also, you know, if it's a better option that the quarterback sees, you know, he'll come up and say, you know, Kev, you know, this could change, or, you know, next time you see that look, this could be the next option that you could do.
Have you been working exclusively in the slot? Or?
Yes. I work at the Z position, so, I mean, I work on slot, outside, both, so.
But I guess I'm asking you because with Cruz, that you know, replacing him is a little different than, you know, going out on the outside. Has it been, you know, more difficult in that slot area, more challenging?
It definitely has been challenging because of the options that we do have in the slot. So, I mean, it's a lot more difficult, whereas, you know, you have to read a lot of different keys. You have to know the defense. You have to be able to see the defense and know what you're doing based on the defense.
Did Cruz have any, you know, coaching points for you, or any of the receivers have any coaching points for you after the performance or no?
Well, I mean, you know, during the game, you know, everybody comes up to you and speaks to you, you know, tell you, you know, I mean, the ball that I dropped, you know, they tell me keep my eyes on the ball, you know, look it all the way in. You know, but other than that, they just tell me just to do the best that I can.
Is it tough not to get down on yourself when you have a chance like that and you drop it and you kind of must have, you know, felt like it was a big opportunity for you to show the coaches something?
I mean, it's tough, but at the end of the day, really the only thing that you can do is move past that. I mean, it's in the past, so you have to move on to the next play. I mean, you have another opportunity coming up, so make the best of the next opportunity that you have.
Was it just a case of taking your eye off it, or did the ball come in a slightly different
way? I think it was just a case of me taking the eye off the ball. I mean, Eli said, you know, that he should have given a better ball, but it's on me to catch the ball. I mean, it hit my hand, so I should have caught it.
Speaking of opportunity, how are you approaching this next week or so? I mean, you know, obviously Big Victor's going to be down for at least a week.
I mean, this week, you know, I'm doing everything that I can do to prepare. I'm doing everything that I've done before, which is paying attention to meetings, paying attention on the field, you know, paying attention to detail, listening and learning to the quarterbacks and to my coaches. You know, I'm just doing everything that I can do possible in my own world, trying to make sure that I can do everything that I can do to prepare as best as I can do to make this opportunity the best opportunity possible.
Well, I guess, Matt, is it nerve-wracking at all? This is what you've been, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it is a big stage, but then in the end, you know, like I say, you know, opportunity presents itself. You have to go out and you have to get it. So that's what I plan on doing this week.
Victor Cruz had an opportunity like this a few years ago, and he caught it and ran with it. I mean, do you ever think, like, this guy could be the next Victor Cruz? Yeah, I could be the next guy like that.
I mean, of course, everybody would think like that, but, I mean, I'm taking it a day at a time, you know? I'm doing the best that I can. I'm learning and I'm growing in the offense. So, I mean, I wish the best on Victor, you know, that he heals and he comes back 100%. But, I'm just going out there and just doing the best that I can do. I'm not saying that I want to be like anybody else, because, I mean, I am my own person. So I want to go out and I want to be Kevin Hardy. I want to be known for me.